two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is a getaway weekend, and in spite of record high gas prices and inflation, a lot of you will be hitting the roads and the airways.
Tens of millions of Americans will be out and about as we unofficially kick off summer. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
Amanda, in Utah, we're paying about $4.65 now for a gallon of gas. Grocery bills, other costs have been high, but for a lot of people, the pandemic is in the past, and it's time to get out.
Feels awesome. It's great. It's going to be a good weekend.
As much as I've enjoyed a slower pace, I'm also looking forward to getting back to normal.
KSL.com reports the Salt Lake Airport is expecting about 25,000 travelers this weekend. On the roads, UDOT says you can expect heavy traffic on I-15 in Davis and Salt Lake counties, especially early this afternoon. And by the way, if you're traveling west, that's where you will encounter the highest gas prices in California. That means around $6 a gallon. Live, Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
Nice to have the birds in the background this morning for Mark's report. The Memorial Day weekend marks the start of the 100 deadliest days on Utah's roads, and new data shows many of the deaths and crashes could have been prevented if people would have buckled their seatbelts.
We got to go and knock on their door and tell them their loved one is dead, and typically it's because they've made a poor choice to not wear their seatbelt.
Sergeant Eric Prescott with the Utah Highway Patrol tells KSL-TV speeding is another major factor behind a lot of our fatal crashes. 80% of our fatal crashes in the last few years have taken place on side streets and smaller highways.
If you're heading down to southern Utah this weekend, be prepared for dry, windy conditions. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis has more.
A red flag warning has been issued for the area, meaning fire danger is extremely high. With a busy holiday weekend ahead, officials are asking everyone to avoid open flames if possible. If you're pulling a trailer, make sure safety chains are not dragging on the ground, and don't park cars or ATVs in tall grass. The red flag warning covers five different counties, including Kane, Beaver, Washington, Iron, and Garfield. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories is our young survivor of the school shooting in Texas tells relatives that she played dead in her classroom, and that's why she wasn't shot. 11-year-old Mia Cerrillo, her quick thinking likely saved her life.
I don't know if she was taught to do this or a routine, or I don't know. I can't explain myself of why she thought of that.
Blanca Rivera says her niece was hit with a few bullet fragments during the gunfire.
Lee Greenwood has canceled his Saturday appearance at the NRA convention in Houston. The country music singer saying in a statement that he will not perform, quote, out of respect for those mourning the loss of those innocent children and teachers in Uvalde. The NRA is going ahead with its Memorial Day weekend convention, and former President Donald Trump will be one of the key speakers.
We just don't have that luxury or that option just to cancel a convention that has been on the books for 2 years, where we are contractually obligated.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says they are expecting a lot of protesters to be in the city during the convention, and he's asking them to remain peaceful.
The community of Springville is rallying around the families of two teens who died in what police say was a murder-suicide. Lisa Walker tells A Woman's View that it's warming her heart to see that.
You know, we're doing okay under the circumstances and looking for that silver lining of a community that's doing the right thing and coming together over it.
17-year-old Lily Conroy was just taken off life support this past weekend after investigators say she was shot by her 19-year-old ex-boyfriend.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we're looking good as we start this things off. Heading into this holiday weekend, light traffic on I-15 heading into and out of Salt Lake. If you're going to the airport, there's no extra slowing along Bangor this morning. And coming off I-80 and 215 in that west side area, that's looking pretty nice as well. Canyons also looking nice. That's about the story. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 6:04.
Officials from the Group of Seven wealthy nations announced this morning in Berlin they will aim to largely end greenhouse gas emissions from their power producers by the year 2035. The announcement makes it highly unlikely that those countries will burn coal for electricity beyond that date.
A man from Eagle Mountain was arrested this week on charges related to the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Bradley James Bukowski is charged with entering a restricted building in disorderly and disruptive conduct. KSL.com reports Bukowski's son Matthew was also arrested. He lives in Chicago. Court documents say the FBI received a tip that the younger man had posted about their actions that day on social media. Another tip included a screenshot of a Facebook post showing a group of people inside the Capitol. Bradley Bukowski is scheduled to appear in federal court on the charge for an initial hearing today. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
We should find out more today about a deadly house explosion in the Philadelphia suburb of Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Four people were killed in that blast that leveled at least one home and scattered debris across the neighborhood. Pottstown Borough Manager Justin Keller says it happened just after 8 p.m. last night.
There are four fatalities at this time. Two people were transported to regional hospitals for treatment, and we are receiving information that there's still maybe two people unaccounted for.
Multiple agencies, including state police and explosion teams, are trying to figure out what happened.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield speaking out in outrage after Russian and Chinese diplomats vetoed a U.N. resolution that would have imposed tough new sanctions on Kim Jong-un's regime following recent intercontinental ballistic missile tests.
We urge the DPRK to address the dire COVID-19 situation and engage in diplomacy instead of threatening the world.
The ambassador also accused Pyongyang of ignoring its surge of COVID cases.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.